Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is Munchcast with Cami Blackstone and Leo Laporte. Episode 1, Bacon and Gravy. It's time to introduce a brand new show on the TWiT Netcast Network, an old friend of mine.
I'm so excited.
She's not old, but she's been a friend for ages and ages, is the lovely Cami Blackstone. Hi, Cami.
Hi, Leo. You know, I feel like I've come full circle because it was you who pretty much brought me into radio. And now that I've decided that I'm breaking up with radio and doing podcasting, here I am with you again.
Cami and I work together at Clock FM.
I was your yes, no radio girl. Remember that?
Yeah. You answered the phone and took votes for Neil Diamond.
And Reiner Ricci.
I vote for Reiner Ricci. That was a crazy format. The station started, this was what, 1984, I think.
Was it? Or 83, maybe, even. I just know that it was only Kenny Rogers at first.
Yeah.
And it only got better from there.
The idea was build your own radio station. That was the jingle. You've always wanted to build your own radio station. Clock FM is you. Boy,
that's right.
Weird that you remember that
stuff. Man, you're good.
And then, so we started with, we played one artist over and over and over again. And
was
then,
it Neil Diamond or was it Kenny Rogers?
I think it was Neil Diamond. We started with Neil Diamond.
Okay.
And then we would say, that was to make a big splash, right? And I can tell you, while Neil has a number of songs, you don't want to play Neil Diamond nonstop for 24 or 48 hours, but that's what we did.
He is the Jewish Elvis.
I am, I said. I could still hear it over and over in my brain.
Reverend Blue Jeans.
Love, brother, love, say brother, love's travel and salvation. We even did a few concerts where we would take the Blue Hairs to see Neil Diamond at the lovely Circle Star Theater in San Carlos. Remember that?
God, rest its soul. What a great place.
And his tight pants.
Yeah, and then I remember that after, we'd played like Neil Diamond for a few months, then we would slowly add in even more exciting artists like Anne Murray.
Yeah, the first vote. So you have to vote. So we're going to say, okay, we're going to add another artist. Here's your choice, Barry Manilow or Barbara Streisand. And then people would call in and vote. And you were the one who took the calls.
I became immediately a very bitter person because the same people would vote over and over. It was kind of not like unlike being American Idol because this was before the technology was available that
no
people
way
would text
to do
you.
It. Yeah.
And I was actually the person actually manually answering every phone.
Oh, Cami.
And 95% of the people who called were very recent immigrants to America and just excited about the idea of voting.
They weren't used to democracy at all.
And they loved it. They wanted to vote on everything.
We didn't really. I think that was an unanticipated consequence.
It was the wildest format. The whole thing was like a bad WKRP episode. But the beauty of it was that I got to meet you. And now I'm all excited to do something with you again here, audio-wise.
Cami's a star, a radio star. She was on KFRC for many years, the morning host. KFRC decided to go rap in an ill-advised decision to go hip-hop, laid off the whole staff in September. And by the way, the station tanked immediately. But we won't mention that.
No, because you know what my new motto is, and I never thought that I would ever say this, but I'm going to quote from Man Cow, another radio guy.
who's had his ups and downs, I might add.
Yes, but he said in the paper the other day, there was a quote from him that said, being a disc jockey in music, terrestrial music radio is like working on a whaling ship. Days have passed. Just move on.
Wow.
It would be like the equivalent of today working on a whaling ship. Like, really, who needs it? So that's how come I'm doing this with you. And I'm all excited because our little podcast is going to be devoted to something that I hold near and dear to my heart. And that is junk food.
This is nothing new for
no.
Cami. Now, before people think that you're a gigantic woman in a muumuu, well, look at the picture. She's a beautiful redhead. You obviously haven't spent a lot of time eating junk food. Well, maybe
No, I do spend a lot of time eating junk food. The thing is, I exercise a lot, and I don't
you
ever
have two young
get that-
boys, which keeps you moving.
Right. But I don't ever, like, I've done triathlons, I've done...
Have you really? Wait a minute.
But,
you've done triathlons?
Yes. Yeah, not Ironman, but, you know, Olympic distance. And
wow.
The only reason is so that I can continue to eat junk food. And everyone talks about these endorphins and the highs and, you know, all the stuff that motivates you to exercise. And my simple, the only reason that I continue to exercise is so that, you know, I can eat more.
Now, we have a slogan for the show, which you've come up with. That ties into today's episode, which is going to be about carnival food.
Yes.
Yes.
And yes. And the show actually will be not just junk food, but it's geek food.
Geek food. Could be anything. Geek Could be food. Cheese on a stick.
Anything on a stick qualifies.
Anything on a stick would be good.
So our motto is, you keep your gourmet, I'll take my grub from the midway. And it's such a great time of year to launch this show
sure
and that
is.
Motto with all the carnivals and food festivals and all kinds of stuff happening.
This is a good... So do you go around looking for pizza in a cup and things like that?
Pizza in a cup? That's one I haven't had.
Oh.
Well, how does that serve? Is it in a blender?
Do they
osterize it and then just pour it in?
Just jam a slice of pizza in a cup.
Is it a frosty mug? What is it?
Oh, it's a paper cup. I don't know why they do that. Maybe it's so that you don't, you know, when you get scalded by the steaming hot mozzarella, you don't lose everything. If you drop the cup, your chances are pretty good you're going to keep the pizza.
Well, you know, I kind of fell in love with my whole, like, the whole festival food circuit years ago when I began my quest to be queen of every food festival in Northern
California. I
remember that.
You wanted to be the Dairy Queen. What did you, Dairy Queen sounds like a joke, but it's actually
Dairy Princess. It was the first one. Yeah, Dairy Queen's kind of trademark.
They said you had to be in the dairy industry to be the Dairy Princess. That was up here. That was up my way.
Yeah, that was in Petaluma. You're right.
You wouldn't have fit in because when you see the Dairy Queens, I don't want to say anything mean about them. The Dairy Princesses. They look like they've been drinking a lot of rich creamery butter.
Well, you know, bovine is an adjective you can use, apply to many different people.
Bovine, it can be humans as well as cows.
Sure.
So what ones did you get, though?
Oh, I got a lot. I actually have a great collection of crowns. I was a queen of the Zucchini Festival in Hayward.
Wow.
I was corn dog queen of the San Mateo County Fair.
Oh, you can't go wrong with that.
Yuba City Prune Princess, which, by the way, was the one and only time I ever had a prunerita.
What's that?
It's a margarita, but rather than the weird liquidy Kool-Aid-y flavoring, lemon-lime stuff, it was prunes.
And how did that taste?
Pruny.
And you're quite regular for the next few days, too, which is nice.
Oh, my God. The prune, yeah, the Yuba City Prune festival is long bathroom lines and everybody's relieved. But it's not as bad as the Stockton Asparagus Festival, which I was queen of 4 years in a row. I'm sure, I don't think, you know, I'm letting any cats out of any bags when I talk about what happens immediately after you eat asparagus.
Is there a kind of an odor around the festival?
Well, I'll tell you, it is immediate. Like when I was asparagus queen, I'd had to get there really early, like at 9.
Yeah.
And then seriously by noon, the whole place, all the bathrooms just
smell, have a certain tang.
But that's because they serve asparagus in so many lovely and delightful ways.
Right.
And
I love asparagus. I
love asparagus.
Yeah. That's not really junk food unless you deep fat fry it.
Which they do, and it makes it even more delicious. And they make all kinds. They make asparagus pasta. They make asparagus ice cream. They make asparagus everything.
Asparagus ice cream. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's like the Gilroy Garlic Festival. They do the same thing with garlic.
Which is coming up very soon.
Well, now we're going to get to our listing. I don't want to jump ahead.
Well, we'll do that later.
I don't want to get jumping ahead because we do have some festivals that you will want to attend if you are a geek food fanatic.
Well, yeah, there's so many. Also, I mean, just in Northern California where we are, I mean, there's the Fairfield Tomato Festival. There's one year only in Santa Cruz, they had the Brussels Sprout Festival. And I think we were working together then. I think it was when I was at KBR with you,
yes.
And they made Brussels Sprout Water Taffy.
I don't think there's much you can do with a Brussels Sprout to really make it palatable.
To dress it up.
Brussels sprout taffy.
Yeah.
Did you try it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I brought back a whole bunch. I wish I would have saved it, too, because no one ever believes me. But you know,
I don't remember. Maybe I'm blocking it out.
It's a bad memory that will come out later in therapy.
Maybe in therapy, I'll say. And then there was the time she brought me Brussels sprouts water to have it.
But, you know, I'm a Brussels sprout fan. But again, because I'm kind of a junk food fan, I don't eat them just plain. I like them with pancetta and, you know, with tons of bacon around them.
As long as, you know, you could put bacon around pretty much anything and it'll taste better.
You know,
I
you're so right.
Anything wrapped in bacon. I'd eat my wallet if it were wrapped in bacon.
Bacon, it's meat candy.
It is. It's meat candy.
It is not kosher, but it is meat candy.
So these are the kinds of things we will talk about on this podcast. Meat candy, saltwater taffy made of strange vegetables.
Prunaritas.
Food on a stick. That's what you're going to hear. Now, the theme song, I want to mention, the theme song is composed by Cammie's husband, a good, also a longtime friend, Frank Novicki, one of the all-time great surf guitarists. He's got a couple of bands.
Frank Novicki, Lithuanian surf guitarist. Yeah.
World famous. He's in Ape.
He's got a lot of bands, but he's a great surf guitarist.
I mentioned
yes, he's an Ape.
I talked to Dr. Tiki, you know, of the Tiki Bar, TikiBarTV.com.
Oh, yeah. What did he say? Is he an Ape fan?
He's a huge Ape fan. I said, you know, my friend Frank Novicki, he's in this band. It's a Tiki band. They got Crazy Al, who makes a Tiki statue during the... He said, you're talking about Ape. I said, oh, yeah. He said, oh, I love Ape.
Yeah. They're world famous. And, you know, they are going to be playing in Concord, a big free music festival coming up in August, which I'll give you details about soon, because they have a lot of great junk food there, too.
Well, we can absolutely plug this, yes.
Yeah.
So that's who did this great, our great geek food theme. Thank you, Frank, for that.
He wanted it to sound kind of like a taqueria sort of thing, he said. So I just went with it. It's okay by me.
And we also, Cammie has a website, and we really want your feedback and your suggestions. And Cammie's game, she'll eat pretty much anything. So
I will. I will try to even prepare it in my humble kitchen if it's not accessible, you know, here in Northern California.
And you know,
I'll try to make it myself.
Listeners all over the world. So you're going to get recommendations from Sweden, from China, from Brazil, from Australia, from Canada, from everywhere. Have you ever had, for instance, poutine?
Poutine?
Poutine.
Is that like the Prime Minister of Russia?
No, not Vladimir Poutine.
Oh.
It is a Canadian delicacy.
What is it?
I think you would love this. It's French fries with cheese curds on them and then drizzled with gravy.
Oh, that sounds so good. That sounds great. You know, I'm a big gravy fan. I don't know if you've ever had in Hawaii, they have the Loco Moco. Have you ever had that?
No, what's that?
It's like it comes in a giant styrofoam like coffee thing, only it's bigger, and it's rice, and then it's a hamburger patty, and then it's a fried egg on top, and the whole thing's covered in gravy.
Who thought
that up? Hangover like that.
Who would think that? Look, I'm gonna take some rice. I'm gonna put some hamburger in there. I got any spam? I'll put a little spam in there for flavor.
Oh, sometimes they do offer spam. Yeah,
sure they do. You have a Loco Moco with spam. You bet.
It's like this kind of thing somebody would come up with when they're stoned. It's like you look in your refrigerator. Wow.
Jamming all in the cup.
Mayonnaise and hot fudge. I've never thought of those two things together, but it sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, covered with gravy, it probably is.
Well, now we have two things that makes everything better. You add gravy to anything.
And bacon.
Delicious.
Gravy and bacon. That's it. So what's your website address?
It's just CammyBlackstone.com. C-A-M-M-Y Blackstone.com.
And you can go there. I would love it if you could find some pictures of some of the crowns, perhaps. Maybe dress it up a little bit just so we can see some visuals.
Oh, sure.
You
know, I will tell
awards.
You this, though. Some of the crowns are kind of rated PG-13.
You're kidding.
Well, I know they are all food related. However, I will tell you right now that the zucchini queen crown and the corn dog crown are both phallic. Quite.
Intentionally?
I don't know, but I will tell you I felt a little funny as I rode down the float, you know, down the parade route on my
you
float.
You had to wear it on your head?
Well, where else would you wear a crown?
I don't know. So they put you on a float with an obscene crown and you have to go through the...
And they all pointed and laughed. So
the things you've done for your art, Cammie.
Oh, I got to tell you, there's just been a lot. There has been a lot. I remember we were talking earlier about the Gilroy Garlic Festival, which is getting ready to celebrate, I believe, its 29th wow. anniversary.
I think you and I were there back when, way back when.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I was queen of that festival, they wouldn't let me be queen, actually, because it's a hotly contested title. I mean, there are people who, you know, their whole lives, that is their goal. So instead,
you can't
I was
just be an interloper, just waltz right in.
Right, right.
I'm Cammie Blackstone, KFRC. Just let me have it.
Yeah, just carpetbag myself right over there to a royal title.
No, there's and, people all their lives who've been training, working.
Yeah, and living in godforsaken Gilroy just to wear that crown.
So what title did they give you?
Clove Queen. So it's just the clove, just the clove. But it was a lovely crown. And I will say that the Gilroy Garlic Festival is really, I think, kind of the festival that every other food festival aims to be.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. GilroyGarlicFestival.com.
Yeah, I was just talking to them the other day, and they go through 10 tons of beef and 4 tons of pasta and 4 tons of calamari. Yum.
But how much garlic? That's the question.
2 tons. When you think about it, garlic's not that heavy.
4,000 pounds, and there's probably 20, 30 cloves to a pound. I mean, holy cow.
Yeah, talk about your stinky festival.
That's only 3 days. I mean, that's a lot of garlic.
It is. And then, you know, Monday at work, you know everybody who's been. You can tell right off who's been to the Gilroy Garlic Festival.
I just saw Ocean's 13. And there's a lot of con game lingo in it. You know, in fact, it's hard to follow because they keep talking, I just got to pull up Billy Martin or we got like a cartwheel going here. But one of the things they do is a Gilroy.
What's a Gilroy?
What's a Gilroy, you might ask? Matt Damon wants to seduce Ellen Barkin. He says she's a cougar. That's another word.
Right.
A cougar is a woman of a certain age who likes younger men. He says, no problem. I can seduce her. She's a cougar. But first, I'll need a Gilroy. And then it turns out a Gilroy is a little patch of pheromones that you stick on your neck. And
Is it garlicky?
I don't think it's garlicky, but I think that clearly the name comes from the garlic thing. It's something that wafts over her, and then she can't resist you.
Well, that's kind of how it is in Gilroy. I mean, you know, you say you don't want garlic, but boy, you get a big whiff of that stuff and suddenly you're starving.
You're salivating.
I know that's how it is at the ballpark when I smell the garlic fries. I never want them till I smell them.
And, you know, after you eat them, you wish you hadn't.
I know.
Those garlic fries do not sit well. They are loaded with garlic.
I know.
I think it's only at Pac Bell, but maybe other parks have it, but AT&T Park, I guess they call it now. But it's from Gilroy, the Gilroy garlic fries, they call them.
Well, you know, I'll tell you want me to just run through some of the menu items they'll be offering this year at the Gilroy Garlic Festival?
Yes.
I mean, they, of course, will have garlic scampi and garlic bread and stuff like that, but they have garlic chocolate, garlic poppers. They have garlic frog legs, garlic kettle corn, and garlic ice cream. Oh, and fried, rattlesnake, buffalo, kangaroo, or wild boar on a stick with garlic sauce.
You know what? Add to gravy and bacon.
There you go.
A third food ingredient that will pretty much cover up the flavor of anything it's attached to. And if you like it, that's it. That's all you need to know. Does it have garlic in it? I'll take some.
Exactly.
I'll have a pound, please. Oh. I don't care what it's in it, as long as there's garlic on it.
It's delicious.
I've had garlic ice cream. I have to say, it probably beats asparagus saltwater taffy, but not by much. I mean, Brussels sprouts saltwater taffy, but not by much.
Well, you know, on the other hand, you got to figure that you got to have some way, or a parent has to have some way to get their kids to eat vegetables. Now, if you make Brussels sprouts a saltwater taffy candy, or if you slather asparagus in bacon and gravy just to get them to choke it down, you've done your job.
Do your boys eat garlic?
You know what? They don't.
Yeah.
They don't. And
so
I tell them all the time it keeps vampires away. And so far, we haven't had a vampire, so I've been proven wrong.
Lewis says, bring them on. I'm a vampire fan.
Yeah, I'll bite him back.
I like him. Lewis is a little dark.
Yeah, he is a little dark. He is very dark, actually. I will tell you, another thing that's coming up, because, of course, there's county fairs coming up. Something that Lewis really enjoyed in his sick sense of humor. At the Alameda County Fair, Wiener Schnitzel, which is a national chain. Of course, everyone knows Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, yeah.
They're famous not only for their hot dogs, but also their chili.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, and actually the last 3 years, I was the MC of the Wiener Schnitzel Chili Tug of War, which featured the Alameda County firefighters against the Alameda County Sheriff's Department. And they had 10 big, beefy, strong guys and this giant rope, and they were tugging over this 10-foot-long ditch filled with their Wiener Schnitzel chili.
Oh, my God. And then what happens? Do you fall in the chili when you lose?
Mm-hmm.
Whoever and then
gets
what
dragged
happens?
Through the chili, well, then they just, you know, they win a prize, but the prize is cash that goes to like a charity of their choice or something. But I'm wondering if Der Wiener Schnitzel does this nationwide, because it's a huge hit. I mean, people love it. And of course, Alameda County Fair, which is hot anyway. I mean, just this big vat, I mean, this big ditch pool of chili that's been sitting out there all day.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I think there are probably some young ladies in the audience who wouldn't mind a firefighter covered in chili.
And they are wearing their short shorts.
Oh, man.
So, I don't know. The Cougars love them.
That's Alameda County Fair.
Yeah, and that actually kicks off this week. Well, coming up, I mean, it's actually...
I'm not
like
sure when this show's going to come out, so it's hard for us to say it's this week. Probably by the time...
Well, I'll tell you, it's a 17-day-long festival, and it goes till
July,
the first couple of weeks of July.
Well, I pretty much guarantee the show will come out before it's over. It's 17 days?
Yes, because there are so many events. They also have wiener dog races. And my kids love it. It's just, there's nothing funnier than seeing little tiny dachshunds in their tiny short little legs and their big bellies, just, you know. Yeah, just cranking it out. It's just amazing. And then, of course, you know, all the food's on a stick. They've got it covered there. I mean, just about any fair has great foods on a stick.
It's fair season right now.
Oh, I know. I love it. It brings back such great memories of my first experience with corn dogs. Before I knew you could get them frozen and have them any day of the week. When you used to have to wait till the fair came around.
It's not the same. I've got them in my freezer. A microwave corn dog is pales compared to one that's been sitting out in the sun in a good holiday festival.
Right. Well, you need to have some lady with a dilapidated beehive hairdo with maybe like a Pall Mall hanging out of her mouth, dipping it in the hot, you know, in the cornmeal and then deep fat frying it right before your eyes and burning it to perfection and then slathering on the mustard
That's
and having
the
that first bite scald your taste buds.
Oh, it's so hot in there. You know, the corn might be cooled off, but man, that dog never cools off.
No, that's why they're called hot dogs.
They're hot, baby.
Hot.
So I guess you probably want to go to Corn Fest.
Oh, right. That one's coming up in Brentwood, and I'm sure that they have a variety of corn dogs. I've never been the corn queen of the Brentwood Corn Fest.
You know, they might put an ear of corn on your head, and that could be just as bad.
Oh, you know, you're right. It will go into my collection of phallic crowns, food crowns. You know, but they have some great entertainment this year. Canned Heat.
Oh. Corn, the country, corn dog.
You know, it was a long time before I knew what that name Canned Heat meant.
It's a Sterno.
Right. But they used to make like bootleg booze out of it somehow. People would drink Sterno.
That's right. You'd strain
Hobos
it.
Hobos would.
Yeah, you strain it. Yeah. We're not recommending this as a geek food choice.
No. No.
It'll kill you.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. And then the guy from Three Dog Night's going to be there too. But
having to do with the temperature. Did you know that?
Oh, that's right.
You worked at an oldies station. You ought to know these things.
That's right. Now, Three Dog Night's extra cold, right?
Right.
Because you'd need three dogs to keep you warm.
It's an Eskimo saying, they say.
Ah.
So you've got Canned Heat and Three Dog Night. There's kind of a theme going here.
Yeah.
And hot
theme.
Dogs.
Pretty nice. Now, this one festival that's in Michigan is another one that I've never attended. It's in Fremont, Michigan. And I don't know that I'd want to even have anything there, but it's the National Baby Food Festival.
Oh, no. Strained Brussels sprouts. No.
Yeah, and they actually have an adult baby food eating contest.
Oh, dear. Babyfoodfest.com.
Yeah.
Oh,
they have 125,000 people that attend this festival, so I'd love to know if it's fun. I mean, I was checking out their website, and, you know, they have turtle races, and I see a lot of stuff with kids, but I don't know. Adults eating baby food kind of grosses me out.
There's the Queen's Court. You could be the baby food queen. Let me look at the pictures and see what the queens look like. Oh,
are they hot?
No.
Do they look like they've been eating a lot of the pureed sweet potato?
A lot of pureed sweet potato there. No, they're sweet, adorable, young high school girls, and they're
You know
fine.
What's interesting
yes.
is the Hopkins, Minnesota Raspberry Festival not only has a queen or a princess, which some of them do. Yeah. They have a royal family. So your entire family gets the honor.
You're an expert in this stuff.
Well, you know what? I never went to a prom. I was never a cheerleader. I never did the homecoming queen thing. So I'm just making up for lost time.
Wow. I don't know, if this makes up for that, frankly.
I'm sure it's some deep, hideous secret in my life or some horrible.
Do you feel fulfilled when you're going down the street with a phallic crown and people are
laughing
at
you? You stick a tiara on anyone and they feel better.
It does feel
better. Yeah. You know, tiaras bring joy. Now, you try it sometime. You put on a tiara and I swear to God, you will feel 100% better immediately.
Maybe I'll come over and borrow your tiara collection.
You're more than welcome to.
Now, you say the best corn dogs ever are up our way.
Well, the Sonoma County Fair is where I grew up there, and that's where I first had those corn dogs made by some lady who looked kind of like a haggard Dolly Parton. And
her name was Madge.
Exactly. Yeah. But they weren't called corn dogs then. They were called Pronto Pups.
Pronto Pups, right.
And, you know, they were just so divine. And seriously, it was like, you know, a kid waiting for Christmas because they're so excited. I was just waiting for the Sonoma County Fair so I could eat some corn dogs. And, you know, I was corn dog queen of the San Mateo County Fair, but it paled in comparison to the Sonoma County Fair, which I think is the clean and far ahead winner in the corn dog cuisine.
There is an entry in Wikipedia for Pronto Pups.
Really?
Yeah, it says here. Now, of course, it's Wikipedia, but it says here it was sold at the Minnesota State Fair and through fairs, through a concession stands through the 50s. It's different from a regular corn dog because, here you go, the batter contains wheat and the dogs are hand-dipped and fried on location. The company claims to have invented the corn dog in 1941. It's a trademark.
Well, they're going to have to have some sort of battle royale with the people at Hot Dog on a Stick who say that they invented it.
Oh, they invented it?
Well, I know that they, you know, had the lock on the Southern California Muscle Beach crowd.
Wow, very interesting. Well, this is the kind of thing, frankly, there's been a real gap, a real a need for a podcast of this sort to sort these things out.
To get to the bottom.
This is what you're going to hear on this show.
Exactly. And if you have any ideas, you know, or food that you want researched, perhaps there's a candy bar or something that you can't find anymore, or maybe you have a recipe of some way you make a normal food more junky, bring it on. CammyBlackstone.com.
CammyBlackstone.com. That is the website. We will be putting this out every week. Geek food. I'm very, very excited. I think this is, you know, this is really, this is going to be the jewel in the tiara of the Netcast network, if you will, the phallus in the tiara of our entire network.
Well, I'm just excited. And actually I'm more than excited. I'm starving now. So
me too.
We better go. Raid my fridge.
Cammy Blackstone is online at CammyBlackstone.com. I hope you will come back and listen. We'll have recipes. We'll have interviews. We will have historic notes, everything you'd ever want to know about geek food. Before we go though, Cammy.
Yes.
And, you know, first of all, I gotta reiterate what I said at the beginning. Listening to this, people think you are 300 pounds. Put a picture of yourself on the webpage
all
so
right,
they know
okay.
how gorgeous you are. But you did have, quite famously, the Fat Cammy rap.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for reminding
me.
Yes,
that?
I did in about 1983. I kind of feel like
25 years ago. It's the silver anniversary of the Fat Cammy rap. Can we just hear a little bit of it?
Yeah, and I just think, you know, I've gone sort of unrecognized, and Queen Latifah,
you invented
Lil'
rap.
Kim, and those people kind of... Give me a little beatbox.
What were they doing in 1983?
That Cammy is the fattest girl. Watch her ass take over the world. Big Macs, Jumbo Jacks, shakes and more. She'll eat them all. She's a fast food whore, Fat Cammy. I forgot my favorite line. She eats what she sees. She eats what she means. It says, manifest destiny on her jeans.
Cammy, you're the greatest. We'll see you next week on Geek.
All right, and in the meantime, remember, keep your gourmet. I'll take my grub from the Midway.